What is real? How do you define real?
Like everyone else, you were born into a prison that you cannot smell or taste or touch. A prison for your mind.
The Fashion Matrix Podcast with Pablo Mentor.
Wake up and be free.
Welcome everyone to another podcast over here in the Fashion Matrix Podcast. This is your host, Pablo Mentor, and it's been a long time no see. Well, actually no hear. So, man, I have a lot of content that I haven't been able to post, a lot of episodes that I haven't been able to upload, mainly because, you know, ever since I moved out of the city, it's, you know, trying to live more off-grid. Even though I'm not really like in the wild, but just like preparing, you know, those that know. And also, you know, being a father, it's been kind of hectic, you know, trying to figure this shit out, trying to be a good father and while trying to take care of business while still working and everything in between. So I haven't been able to like really be fully committed to my podcast, but we're still out here. We're still hustling. We're still doing a lot of things. And if you don't follow me on social media, you know, I post regularly on TikTok. It's growing like a motherfucker over there because I don't have the shadow ban like I do on Instagram or YouTube or Facebook, where, dude, it's crazy because I've been doing things, you know. I don't speak about certain things because I know that the algorithm will immediately ban me, shadow ban me, or just remove my content. And you know, this is just like a mini introduction, but you already know I you know, I can't monetize my content, and that was a big blow, but anyway, a low blow actually. And but TikTok, that I haven't posted anything controversial, it's growing and then on the other platforms, it's just like completely stagnant. Like very few people ever get to interact with my stuff. It doesn't get shown, no matter if I'm doing something trendy or not. Like, you can't see my content, which is, I find it hypocritical, and it's nonsense. But you know, it is what it is, and I'm not gonna stop, and I haven't stopped. But here we are. And for today's episode, I wanted to talk about something that, how I got started, what got me started, the first step that got me into self-development, right? One of the very first steps that made me realize there's something wrong with the way that I'm living and the way that most people are living, and I gotta do something, right? Life can't be just about paying the bills, waking up, and doing mundane things over and over and over again without even thinking, without being conscious about what the fuck you're doing, right? Life can't be like that. So, of course, the first step was that, realizing that I was uncomfortable as fuck, that I didn't like the way that I presented myself, the way that I talked, the way that my relationships went, the way that I was living, period, in every aspect of my life. The second thing was, after you make that decision, you start to get drawn into self-help books or podcasts or videos that, instead of just mindlessly entertaining yourself with bullshit memes, you start searching and curating the content that you feed your mind, right? With books, with social media, and of course with relationships and friends and everyone around you as well. So what I wanted to talk about is, no one will believe in you and no one will agree with you when you get started into this. I guarantee you, nobody. They laugh at you. I remember when I started studying to become a life coach, an Anthony Robbins life coach, right? I started my certification. Damn, everyone around me was just laughing at me. The friends that I have, that I had back then, they were all like, life coaching? What the fuck does that even mean? And I'm old school, so this is way back in the day before becoming a life coach was a thing. Like, very few people ever heard of life coaches, and it was like, not like today, right? That saying that you're a life coach is almost like saying that you're gonna have breakfast or that you like coffee. It was not like that back in the day. And I started studying, and I had to invest a lot of money into it, right? A lot of money. So my family and those close to me, the closest to me, they were all laughing. They were all, some of them were outspoken, very few. The majority of them were just speaking behind my back saying, man, Pablo's gone crazy. He's just fucking dumb. He needs to go to college. He needs to get a job and, you know, just do things the way they are supposed to be. And what I'm here to tell you is exactly that. No one will believe in you. And especially the people closest to you. They are the worst. They are the worst. They are the ones that, because they know you, they feel they have the freedom to say bullshit to your face. You have a dream. You have a goal. You're working towards that goal. And the people closest to you, your family, your close friends, and sometimes even your partner, right? Your significant other. They feel like they have the authority over you to tell you that you're doing something right or wrong. And let me tell you something. No one, absolutely no one, can tell you that you're doing something right or wrong because they're not living your fucking life. Period. Only you can tell that. Only you know. It's like someone trying to tell you, man, you are in love, even though you don't know that. Get the fuck out of here, man. The only person that knows whether he or she is in love is that person. You can't force that, right? You either know it or you don't know it. So as you start in this, as you begin in your self-development path, you realize that it's a very lonely path. It's a very lonely path because it's scary and it's very disappointing realizing that the people closest to you, the ones that you open your heart to, the ones that you feel naked around them because they know everything about you, you would expect them to be like, wow, you know, you're doing something, oh, perfect, great, yeah, let me know how can I support you, you know, if you're starting a podcast, you know, let me know and I'll share that, or if you're starting a YouTube channel, anything. But no, it's actually the opposite. They make fun of you, they don't support you, and they don't even fucking understand you, and they don't give themselves the chance to understand your dream. Now, it's okay. It's not their fault. Most of the times, it's not because they're assholes. It's because they just simply understand. They cannot understand. They're living their lives, and in their own mindset, in their own level of consciousness, they just can't understand how you want to live your life, and that's okay. That's why I'm here to tell you also. As you continue to grow and evolve and invest in yourself and get developed, you realize that you can't take this personally, period. Because it's not personal. Everyone is operating on their own vibration, on their own intelligence, on their own mindset. Most people just simply cannot see it. And that's okay. You're not for them. That's what you have to understand. Your message and your dreams and goals and what you're gonna give to the world, your gift, is not for them. It's not for them. That's why to my younger students, I always recommend them, get the fuck out of your house. Not because you're angry at them, not because, you know, you don't love them or you're not gonna see them anymore, simply because they do not add anymore into this new path of your life. Into this new version that you're working upon. And actually, if you stay with them, they will take away from you. Instead of adding, they will take away from you. So the first step that I did, and I'm going to share my experience, right? I remember doing this and saying, I'm going to be an image consultant. I'm going to be a life coach. I'm studying this. And then I'm going to start my own agency about image consultant, this, that. I'm going to write a book. I'm going to become a public speaker. I'm going to make events. Dude, like, no, nobody showed up. You know the story. I've shared it in other episodes and in other podcasts. Nobody showed up. Nobody. And the people closest to me, they were actually kind of felt embarrassed that I was doing that. Okay. So the first step, I got angry. And I've seen that over and over again, not only with my students, but friends, my new friends that went through the same bullshit. We all got angry. I got pissed. And I got pissed because I felt like it was not fair, but I used that to further develop myself and to further invest into my dream and my goals. I got very mad because if you understand that emotions are just energy, instead of being used by them, you can use them. You can harness their energy and put them into action. So I got pissed because I was like, no. I'm going to show y'all motherfuckers that what I do and what I'm saying, I mean it. This is not a fad. This is not something temporary, because everyone was saying that about me. Oh, this is just one of the many things that Pablo has done in his life. You know, he's been doing this and doing that. Like, oh, yeah, give him some time. He'll come back to himself. I was like, fuck all you motherfuckers. You just watch me and you'll see. Just enjoy the show. But that anger actually helped me to protect myself, because you have to protect yourself, right? Especially when I started into this whole path, I had to leave with my family. I couldn't actually leave them. I had to leave with them, you know? You know what I mean? I had to stay with them because I didn't have the money. I didn't have the means. So I had to find a way to protect myself. So yeah, I don't think that that's the only way to go about it. Especially now that there are hundreds of and thousands of videos and podcasts and coaches and programs that can help you and guide you through this whole period or this whole time of just getting started into becoming a better version of yourself. Like myself, I have programs. You can send me a message and I can not only share my experience, but I have the know-how because I've done it, and I've surrounded myself with other people that have done it as well, and I've made books about it, and you know the whole story. So I was like, okay, you know, I was very pissed. I was kind of an asshole because I needed to protect my emotions. You know, I needed to protect myself. I was like, well, if you don't believe in me, if you are not for me, then you are against me, and get the fuck out of my way. You are either with me, beside me, or you are in my way. You know, there was no other way around it. I couldn't see it. Like, I couldn't see it any other way. So I said, well, okay, fuck all y'all. And I just cut everyone in my life. I just cut it. Everyone in my life. I said, well, if you're not going to support me, boom, I will just cut you immediately. And everyone, no, you can't cut your family. I was like, watch me. Just watch me. I don't give a fuck. I'm too focused on myself because I have to. You're not living my life. And this is my time. At the end of the day, I'm the one who's going to have to live with myself. I'm the one who's going to have to eventually be responsible for myself and be like, what the fuck did you do, Pablo? Were you so worried about what your uncle, your aunt, your cousin, your friend, your partner, your girlfriend, your whatever, you were so concerned about what they said about you in your life that you actually stopped doing it? Come on, man. You can't forgive. I couldn't forgive myself if that was the case. And most people actually live like that, and they're miserable. They're fucking miserable because they're not living to their true potential, their true destiny. You know what I mean? So I immediately cut them off. I didn't want to be with them, and it worked, because even though you're not alone, you are alone together. You know what I mean? Like, this is your life, and no one else can live it for you. No one. No matter who the fuck you're talking to, like even God or a coach or a parent, like this is your life, and you have to take responsibility for your own life, your own thoughts, and your own actions, or lack of. Okay. So I said, well, okay, I have to be comfortable with the idea that a lot of people will not understand it. But this is my life. So if you have a compelling future, if you have something that actually draws you and you, your whole focus is on that objective, on that dream, on that goal, then everything else just whatever. It's just like, you don't even pay attention to it, right? It's not worth your energy anymore. Like, man, I don't give a fuck what you think, or if you stay with me or not, if you like me or not, because I'm too focused on the end goal. I'm too focused on what I need to be focused on, all right? So I had to, and this is my suggestion to you guys, everyone listening to this, you have to get comfortable with the idea that you're gonna do this on your own. You're gonna be alone, and that's okay. Not always, you know, because eventually I found my new tribe, you know, because my new, the new energy that I was portraying and these new thoughts that I had in my mind, eventually, slowly but surely, I began to attract all the people that were on the same path or on a similar path or even have already done it or gone through that. So it'll change it. But before that, you just have to be, you have to go through the mud. You have to pay your dues. You have to be willing to sacrifice that, right? Sacrifice relationships, sacrifice family members, sacrifice comfort. Because if you go out of your house, maybe you won't be able to use the same products that your mama or your papa bought you, right? But the end goal is like, okay, if I stay here and I have all these comfortable things, if I stay here, slowly it'll kill away my dreams and my fire, right? It'll kill the fire. If you know, I'm trying to think of another word, but every now and then, you know, if you stay more in an environment that is not for you, with people that are not, even though they love you, because they still can love you, but they don't understand and they can't support that goal that you have, one's gotta give away, right? Something's gotta give. It's either gonna be your dream and your objective or them. And most of the times, if you stay in that environment, it's like, okay, you know what? Yeah, you're right. You know, I didn't even really want it to become a coach or whatever it is that you want. You know, oh, you're right. Yes, you know, I guess you were right, mama. I guess I just need to focus on college and, you know, that's what I got to do. I mean, that's why you have to remove yourself from that environment. It can be toxic. Even though I'm talking about your mom, your you know, your siblings, whatever, it can be toxic. It can be toxic if you're on a different path. So first step is, you know, willing to sacrifice and being angry, because that anger, it's fuel to that fire. It's fuel to say, well, you know what? I'm gonna fucking prove you wrong, and boom, and you actually do it. You take massive action through that anger. Now, it's not okay to stay angry all the time, because then you can do stupid things and you can hurt people when they're actually, if you really become mature, and I can say that because this was a long time ago, and after actually leaving my dreams and actually accomplishing everything that I said that I was going to accomplish and more, I can tell you that when you look at people's heart and those that were or are close to you, they mean right. I mean, their heart is in the right place. They just don't know how to say it. They don't know how to do it. And that's okay. You can forgive them later on. But the funny part is that everyone starts and begins not believing your dream and saying, man, you know, you're fucking wrong. You shouldn't be doing this. You should be doing that. Everyone has a saying over your dreams, right? Everyone has something to say about your life. Everyone. If you ask, or sometimes don't even ask, for their opinion, they will straight up give it to you. Just make a fucking podcast and you'll realize how many people are opinionated, and they will say, well, you know, I think the quality of your video or of your blah, blah, is not good. You should be using this. They shut the fuck up, right? Like, everyone becomes the expert, but no one ever actually does it. Very few people take action. They just fucking say it. But what happens is when you start actually doing it and you start winning, then everyone starts to turn the narrative and say, they begin to say, man, I always believed in you, Pablo, man. I knew you had it in you, bro. You know, I always said, this guy has something different. I knew your videos were gonna, you know, reach the whole world. I knew you were gonna become a successful entrepreneur or a successful public speaker, blah, 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 blah. This happened to me. This will happen to you. And then you're like, well, then why the fuck didn't you support my dreams when I needed it the most? Why the fuck you didn't share my videos? Why the fuck you were laughing at me? Why the fuck did you do this? Even to your mom. I remember having these conversations with my family members. you know, are family members that I don't speak to anymore. Not because, you know, simply because when I had to cut them off, they couldn't understand it. I didn't understand it. And we're just separated. And that's okay. Now, there are certain family members that I speak to them again. And they were like, oh, yeah, you know, they now believe in me. It's just fucking stupid, man. That's why I say this is a lonely path. This is a lonely path. But if you stick at it and if you pay your dues and if you suffer just for a little bit, then it's like the universe, God, whoever you believe in says, oh, okay, so you actually mean it. You actually mean what you're saying and what you're going through. All right, then you'll start creating your new tribe. And thanks to my new tribe, I became even way more successful. I 10x'd my success and everything that I wanted. Like even the dreams that I had, 10x'd. They got 100x, you know, because I didn't know that I could do more or that I could accomplish more or that I could share more. And thanks to my new tribe, because they support my vision, they actually add to my vision. They added to my vision, which leads me to the next part of this episode and the last part, which is relationships. You have to be very careful who you surround yourself with. Having a bad partner or being in a bad environment, nothing kills you more than that. Think about an apple. If a perfectly good apple is surrounded by just one rotten apple, that one rotten apple will fuck up the rest of the apples, you know? It doesn't matter if it's just a small, tiny amount of mold. That tiny amount of negative or rotten shit will contaminate the rest of the goddamn tribe, or in this case, apples. So be very, very, very careful who you speak to about your dreams, who you open yourself to, because, man, sometimes it can bite you back in the ass, you know? And it's guarding your energy as well. It's being mature and knowing that you're not meant for everyone. God damn it, even Jesus said that, right? I mean, come on. You can't be a preacher in your own country, in your own place. You know, you cannot be the wise person or whoever the fuck you believe that you're going to turn into, that you're going to become into. You can't do that in your own home. Because they've known you for your whole life. If you've spent a long time with a partner, you gotta be careful who you choose to spend the rest of your life with. Because they also, if you change, because you know life is changing. You know, you continue to grow and evolve. You're not gonna stay stagnant. You're not gonna stay the same forever. Your body changes. Your attitude changes. Your mindset changes. Even your goals change. If you're not surrounded with the right people, they will do the same thing. They will critique you. They will not understand you, even if they have love for you. It's the same thing as we were saying before this, right? It's a rotten environment. You do not belong there. So you have to be very, very careful. Very careful who you spend your time with, who you surround yourself with. And in today's world, it's beautiful that you can build a tribe based out of different countries, you know? Thanks to social media, you can connect with other people that are like-minded, that they can support you, or they can just give you a little bit of like that push. Like, man, you got this. Good feedback, positive feedback, something that makes you grow instead of just making you feel like shit, like you're not doing enough, or like you're right, I shouldn't be pursuing this, right? That's why you have to be very, very careful. Curate not only the content that you allow yourself in your mind, but the people around you and everything. Like you wouldn't eat poison, right? You wouldn't consciously drink poison and put it in your system. You wouldn't do that. No one would do that. You would have to be fucking crazy to do that. Well, in the same way, I tell you, why are you staying in toxic environments? It's like drinking poison. Or why do you open up to people that, you know, they don't deserve you? It's like drinking poison. It's the same thing. So be careful. Guard your mind. Guard yourselves. And surround yourselves. Because also, in the same way that a bad relationship or being in the company of someone who doesn't understand you or doesn't support your vision it can actually kill you, literally, or kill your dreams and make you turn you into something completely different that you don't even recognize yourself anymore. And I tell you this because I've experienced this, right? I've been with people that if I stay too long with them, and I've stayed too long with people like that, that sometimes when I look at myself in the mirror, it's like, who the fuck are you, man? Like, you were supposed to be someone different. You had dreams and goals. Then why the fuck did you stay with them? And you have to cut them off. And it happens because you continue to change. Even the people that were your friends that you initially started on the same path, maybe sometimes they were just like saying that they wanted it and maybe they didn't really wanted it. Let's say social media, for example, right? You and your friends start on the same page. You know, we're going to start our YouTube video and one becomes super successful and super famous and the other one doesn't. Well, sometimes, you know, you have to cut them off as well, depending on how they act or react towards your success. Sometimes good people, even though they don't understand your success or your goals and your dreams, they still support you. That's the people that they are the keepers. You should surround yourself with them. It could be just one person. Well, I'd rather be with that single person, that one person, than being surrounded with 100, 1 million people that are not for me. Because it'll kill your soul. Slowly but surely, it'll kill your soul. I tell you that because I've experienced it. And that's the worst case. Because you feel so alone even though you're surrounded with people. And that's the fucking worst feeling ever. So in the same way that people can drain you and they can kill your dreams, the other side of the coin is that you also have people that can lift you up, uplift you. They can build you up. They can support you. They can help you out. They can, you know, whatever. Even if it's just sharing one of your videos or just talking to you or just listening to you sometimes. Sometimes they don't even have to say shit. Just listen to you. That is worth a billion gazillion dollars or anything. That is worth more than anything else in life because they are the ones that will clap at you before, in between, and after you've gone through the whole shebang of being the best version of yourself. So that's the message that I wanted to transmit to you guys today. I'm going to continue to upload some other episodes that I had recorded, and I'll continue to do my episodes. Of course, if you have any questions, just go to my social media, @PabloMentor or @StyleSystems. You can visit stylesystems.com to see every program. I have an online program to help you, guide you through this whole thing that I'm talking about and to help you become a better version of yourself, guaranteed. You can just look at the fucking testimonies that I have on my social media and to see the books that I've written. I've written 8 books and the products that I have over there that will help you. The aim of Style Systems is just to help you and guide you to become a better version of yourself, not just through your image, but through everything else in life, everything else, through your mindset and everything else. So you can find me over there and you can send me your questions. You can send me ideas if you want me to talk about certain topics and everything else. That's the juice over there, all right? So thank you for listening. Be the best version of yourself. Remember that this is the Fashion Matrix Podcast. This was your host, Pablo Mentor, and we'll hear you and see you on the next one.